Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah to talk about the latest going on in the Knoxville Community School District. One of the things that was discussed by the Knoxville School Board during their last session was a budget amendment that you guys don't actually need. It certainly shows that there's some really good financial responsibility going on within the district. Tell us a little bit about this decision.
Yeah, one of the things that we felt was really important was to show the board exactly where we are sitting currently with expenditures up against the proposed budget that we certified by April of 2014, because it's been a while. And with the new spreadsheet that Mr. Mobley has put together for them, it really did a nice job of laying out exactly what our budgeted amount was and where current expenses are, what we anticipate for our May and June expenditures, and then also the July and August ones, because we have to do an accrual back to the school year for that. And it shows that we have almost $1.1 million left over in our instructional budget. And then also, you know, between $300,000 and $800,000 for our other three categories of the budget for functions, and that's what the state looks at. One of the things that we want the public to know is we certify our budget at the maximum that the state allows us to spend. So we do try to be very good stewards of making sure that we are under our budgeted amount, because that doesn't necessarily equate to the cash in the bank. At the same time, though, in each of those categories, we do have to set that up front. And if we were pushing up against one of those, by law, we have to amend by May 15th, or the auditor slaps our hand a little bit for going over. What a lot of districts get into is they will have overestimated one category and underestimated another category. Their bottom line is still fine, but they need to shift those categories a little bit, and they do a budget amendment for that. So very excited, though, that our numbers are strong, we look good, and we just wanted both our board and the public to know why we were not proposing a budget amendment for this year.
Another thing that was discussed was the Apple buyback agreement. That one passed through the board. Tell us about this agreement and why you decided to go in this direction.
You know, in 2010, we entered into a four-year lease with Apple for white MacBook computers for all of our students, grades 6 through 12. And that lease has now been paid off. Those computers are slow. They've been well used, and they definitely have served their lifespan. One of the things that we have done then is proposed, and the board has accepted, a lease agreement with Apple for new Mac Airs for our kids for this coming fall, but we needed to figure out what to do with their old computers. The buyback from the company MyFave Electronics, basically they will take those computers, we will wipe them clean before we hand them over, so all of the student data will be wiped off of those. There'll be a clean computer, but we will give it to them, and so they will give us X amount of money depending on the condition. There's four different grades. Our tech department will go through and give an estimate of what we think those computers should come out on their grades and how much money we should be expecting. The company then will go through all of them and give us a final price. Trying to get money off of equipment without taxing our staff or making it a long-term commitment to them was really what the bottom line was on that decision.
We just had commencement ceremonies. First off, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what you thought about the ceremonies, what you think about the future of those children, and talk about what you see for the Knoxville School District next year.
You know, I am so excited, and we had both the Goal High School graduation and our KHS graduation. Very impressive, you know, and you look out in the faces of those new graduates, and they've got their life before them. They've got a diploma in hand. They all have different aspirations and, I think, a great foundation. It's going to be really exciting. Our seniors have had wonderful leadership skills that they have demonstrated this year. They are very accomplished. They made it really fun watching, you know, those seniors this year, and we wish them the best of the luck in the future. Excited for our younger kids, too, because our elementary kids are going to do a step-up day where they are going to literally get to go visit next year's teachers and all of the kids that will be joining them in that teacher's classroom. So they'll get a little peek at what they'll come back to on August 31st when we start school. And I think that's an exciting way to end the school year this year for them. But I just see great things coming. It sure keeps life fun and exciting for us.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest Knoxville Superintendent Cassie Murrah for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIA.com.